Now, I am delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by Antoinette Keegan from the Justice for the Stardust Victims. And Antoinette, first of all, you're very welcome to the programme and Happy New Year to you and all yours.
Thanks, John.
Now, we have, as you know, been monitoring this situation for quite some time. Nobody will need reminding that the anniversary of it comes up next month on St. Valentine's Day. But there has been a development, Antoinette, which you have been years looking for, and you seem to be on the cusp of getting what you're looking for. Well, part of what you're looking for anyway.
Well, please God, no. On the 25th of January, Tommy Brown, who's been our saviour for so many years since we start campaigning for justice for the victims of the Stardust disaster, he's been like a backbone for us, and he's been continuously fighting for justice for us and for a new inquiry. So he has a motion going forward in Dáil-Éireann on the 25th for a commission of investigation to be reopened into the Stardust where 48 young people perished that night. So we're hopeful now that this commission will be passed, or this motion will be passed for the commission of investigation, because we had got a tribunal of inquiry back in 1981 and it concluded with probable arson. Then the government gave us then a process which was an illegal process according to the European Court of Human Rights, that it wasn't even legal, and the process was an independent examination into the cause of the fire and air concerns, which was in the submissions which was presented to the government, nothing but the truth. And there was many flaws discovered in them, which...
Yeah, well, the only thing now, Antoinette, is before we continue, we don't want to do anything that's going to prejudice, we'll say, the inquiry that's coming up. How long have you been looking for this independent inquiry that you're on the cusp of getting now?
Since 2004. It's 22 years now we've been fighting for to get an investigation reopened.
Now, I suppose, and this is very pertinent and very personal to you as well, but I suppose the thing in the most recent minds of people would be the inquiry into the Hillsborough disaster and what that produced and the findings in relation to that. Are there going to be parallels, or are you hoping for parallels or something similar for what you're looking for to what the people of Hillsborough got?
Yeah, well, the two tragedies are very similar in the sense, right, that the government interfered in their right for justice, the right to life. The government should never have given us a tribunal of inquiry into the cause of the fire. We should have had our day in court. We should have been able to go to court and... get the truth there in court. What we're hoping for now is a truth panel, just like the Hillsborough family's got, a commission of investigation, and then for the coroner's inquest to be reopened, where we have no verdict at the moment. We have a medical verdict that he went out on Friday.
So you lost, just to put people, for those of you who haven't heard you before, you lost...
My two sisters.
You two lost two sisters. So, and I'm not being cruel in relation to this, but do you actually have a death cert for, or do your mother has a death cert for them?
We have a death cert, but we have no verdict.
So in other words, you have a certificate to say, yes, they died and they're dead.
Yeah.
But there's no cause of death.
There's no cause of death. It was just went to the start as far.
And is that across the board for all the victims? That still stands for everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
So... then we'll say that Tommy Brown is successful, and from what I understand, he has sort of unofficially floated this within the Dáil, and there's nobody objecting to it, so it should pass.
It should pass. The only party that we don't believe will do anything with this is Fine Gael. We have a commitment from Micheál Martin since 27th of March 2014 that he would, if he got into power, right, that he would. Give us a commission of investigation under the Commission of Investigation Act. So he has that, and he's given that to us in writing. So he said he's still standing by that. We have also got people before Prophet, Richard By Barrett, AA Lines. We have the Green Party. I know there's only two in there, but we have them. Numbers count at the end of the day. And we're hopeful now to meet up with the Labour Party to see if we can get a commitment from them. But I've text Finian and he never texts me back. Now I am hopeful that he will even though he's part of the government, I'm hopeful that he will vote on this commission of investigation.
Yes, one would imagine that he would have a special interest in it by virtue of the fact that it's part of his constituency. And,
well, it's
and
part of programme for government as well that you signed up on.
Well, there you go. So, now, what format, or do you know what format, are you, Antoinette, are you looking for a carbon copy of Hillsborough? The similar setup with senior councils, judges, etc.
No, we're not going to go through any expenses, right? We just basically want the truth panel set up. The truth panel will be there and it will present all the new evidence that we've given to the Minister for Justice and the Department of Justice. All the new evidence that's not on public record, like, for example, the 999 call for the roof fire, which is not on public record. Also, the map that was wrong, showed a basement. Also, the storerooms, which are not, the two storerooms are not in the Tribunal of Inquiry and they're not in the evidence. We've presented so much new evidence that they keep coming back and asking us for more and more and more. What we want is the two panels
set up. You would begin to wonder at what stage, like, are you going to have enough? You know, if you're being continually asked for new stuff, I mean, we have seen it down through the years, like, and I mean, at the end of the day, all you're looking for is the truth.
That's it, yeah. But like,
and, you know, for the victims, there's not really much you can do for them. God help them and save them. They're gone to their eternal reward. But there are still, no more than yourself, there are relatives and relations of those victims still alive and still walking around the area here who want to know the truth before they go to their eternal reward.
Yeah. But when there's something technically wrong, right, in a case, into unlawful killing, the case has to be reheard. And technically, our case, right, has a lot of flaws in it. So the case must be heard with the truth, with the evidence that's there, that was there, but was hidden.
And of course, you this is coming before the Dáil on the 25th of January. So, I mean, I don't wish to rein in your parade, Antoinette, but a lot of the smart money says that you mightn't have a government in place for much longer after that. That there's a lot of talk about that we could be facing into an election year again this year. Is that going to affect, if there's an election, will that affect it? Or once it's gone through, is the incoming government bound by it? Then we'll say that there is a change of government. No, I'm not saying there is, but...
Well, as far as I know, right, once it's passed, it's passed.
It's passed, it's there.
It's there.
And what I don't understand, and, you know, I might be a bit slow on the uptake in relation to this, but can you shed any light as to why it has taken so long to get something that, to me, sounds so simple and so basic?
I honestly can't, because we had a researcher, Geraldine Foy, and she literally went through the tribunal book and she said, this is a book of fancy. It's a book of fancy. We've also had a reporter, a very experienced reporter that's doing a big story on it, and she's got the tribunal book and she said it's all over the place. So literally, right, at the end of the day, right, so all the evidence that we've given since 2004, the first report that Geraldine Foy done was handed in, and then it was looked at and handed back and said no new evidence. So literally every time we go back with them, to them with new evidence, they're looking for more and more and more. I mean, in the right to life case, right, the right to life is, right, that these children have to have an acknowledgement, right, that their right to life was taken away from them, and that's illegal in law. Everyone has a right to life and has have an answer why they died and how they died.
And you mentioned there earlier, Antoinette, about that some of the findings and some of what has gone on will say that you're of the belief and you've been told that it's in breach of European law. Have you at any stage thought about saying, well, look, enough is enough, we're going to Strasbourg with this, we're taking it outside of the Irish context altogether and we're going to go to Europe with it?
We actually did go to the European Court of Human Rights, and our president, Taoiseach, tried to get my mother thrown out because she went in too late. But she went in because she was traumatised still and she couldn't accept, right, that justice hadn't been done. And she honestly thought, right, that after probable arson was wiped off the record, right, that the government then, right, once that was removed, would have done something, right, that was going to correct everything. And the Taoiseach tried to get my mother put out of European Court of Human Rights on the grounds that she went in too late. Then he rang up me and looking for the solicitor's name that was representing us, like, because he wanted to try and get us out of there. But the European Court of Human Rights came back to us and said that we were out of time, that we had gone in too late because of, like, we had, what they said was the independent examination that we went for with the senior counsel that the government gave us, they said that that wasn't legal. Had it been legal, we would have been in time, right, with the process, the time that you have to administer
Yeah, law. It's six and one and a half a dozen the other anyway, because the long and the short of it is that you tried that avenue and that was shut down as well. So,
but there is a one other avenue that we can go over, right, should it fail, right, and that's the judicial review. One person can take it to court for a judicial review because it's never been in the Court of Ireland.
And that, and even of course, if it was before a court at any stage, you always then have the alternative of taking it on to the next court and the next court and the next court. You can go all the way through.
Just like my father did.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, everything hinges on the 25th of January.
Yep.
Tommy Bruin is putting the motion. I presume the representative, you and a lot of the representatives, will be in the public gallery on
that
day.
He's apparently sent out an email to say that you can have up to 10 people in the gallery. So there'll be 10.
There'll be 10 there to represent to represent the victims. Yeah. Antoinette, listen, we wish you well, because God knows you're long enough looking for justice for your sisters. And it's not just you sisters, it's everybody else who lost their lives on that terrible, terrible tragedy. And, you know, it should never be forgotten, and it will never be forgotten by the people of this area. And certainly we here will do everything to keep it highlighted as well for you. Antoinette Keegan, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I can think of nothing more fitting than this to play in their memory.
Thank you.